Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Pei Beis. We are holding on Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. We're going to backtrack a little bit to the two dots on Pei Aleph and Beis at Amar Rabbi Zeira, because that's a better place to start. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, and Aaron's wife and children, and Li'ila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. So the Gemara is going to discuss today the following. First, we're going to talk about who can sign as the third aide on a Get Mekushar, who's qualified to be the third aide on a Get Mekushar. Then the Gemara is going to have three final halachos about a Karov signing a Get Mekushar in terms of the placement of the signature of the Karov on a Get Mekushar, and what the lack of requirement of placement tells us about how many Krovim you're allowed to have on a Get Mekushar. And that will bring us, Bezer Hashem, to the end of the eighth parak of Maseches Gittin, and then we'll move on to the ninth and final parak of the Masechta. And the first mission is going to talk about if a man says to his wife as he gives her the get, Hareya mutaris the kaladam Ella Liploni. So they're going to have machlokas in the Mishnah as to whether that is a valid get or not. The Gemara is going to discuss what does the word Ella mean in this context. There are two possibilities. It either means chutz, or it means almanas, that you don't marry. So the Gemara is going to talk about within each possibility, what the machlokas in the Mishnah might be about within each of those possibilities of what the word Ella means. Now, once we're discussing chutz l'ploni when it comes to a get, the Gemara is going to talk about what if you say chutz m'ploni when it comes to kiddushin. A man is mekadesh nisha, and he says, "Arei mekadesh asli chutz m'ploni." And that's going to lead us into a discussion of the concept of eshes shnei mesim by kiddushin, which is we'll explain what that means when we get there. So let's begin. We are holding at Amar Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara has we had said that there was machlokas between Ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva that when you have extra people signing on a get mekusha, because a get mekusha as many times as you fold over the get, that's how many signatures you can have. So you have way more than two signatures. So we said you're allowed to have people who are not normally kosher eidim, but how not kosher? So Benada said anybody. It could be a karov, an eved, a gazlan, anybody. Whereas Rabbi Kiva said no. It can only be krovim that are ruin the hayid b'makom acher. They're your relatives, so they normally wouldn't be able to say eidus about you. But they're kosher le'edus in general. You can't have gazlanim, you can't have avadim. So we discussed yesterday why it is that Rabbi Akiva apostles avadim. We had three possibilities. But now, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar She'ilta, Amar Rav Amnuna Saba, Amar Ravad Barava, Get Kireach, Ksharav Shiva ve'edav Shisha. A Get Kireach is where you have seven ksharim but only six edim, or Shisha ve'edav Chamisha, or six and five, or Chamisha ve'edav Arba, or Arba ve'edav Shlosha. Ad kan machlokas benanas Rabbi Akiva. In such situations, that's where you have machlokas between benanas and Rabbi Akiva, that according to benanas, that last aid that you need to fill in could be anybody, any possible aidus. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no, it could only be someone who's a karov, it cannot be someone who's a kazlan or an evid or anyone like that. Aval ksharav shlosha ve'edav shnayim. But if you're down to three ksharim and two aidim, then divrei hakol ein mashlim in alav ela karov. Meaning, if you only had two aidim and you're just looking for a third aid, then even Benanas would agree. You can't just put any possible person over there. It's got to be someone who's kosher b'makom acher, and he's only a karov. You're not going to be allowed to put a gazlan. You're not going to be allowed to put an eved. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Bar Shilta, Michti. Well, wait a second. Kol shosim b'mekushar kishnayim b'pashutami. Wait a second. The halachos by a get mekushar are that the first three are the core edim. Those are the ones that you really need. That's like the two edim that you need on any other regular shtar. So ma hasam karov lo. So just like the first two edim on any regular shtar, you cannot have a karov. Av hachanami karov lo. Meaning you thought you're telling me a chiddush that we're going to be very exacting on this third aid, that even Benanas is going to agree it can only be a karov, it can't be a gazlan, whatever. That's not enough. You have to go further than that. It shouldn't be allowed to be anyone that's possible. It's got to be a kosher aid. So Amalei, Rabbi Bar Shilta said back to Rabbi Zeira, Afla didi kosherli. I was bothered by the same kasha. Ushilte the Rav Amnuna, and I asked Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna the Rav Adbarava, and Rav Amnuna thought it was such a good kasha. He went and he asked Rav Adbarava. Va'amarle, and he told him Hanuch Shloshim Mekusha D'Lav Dal Raisa, that we could be a little more lenient when it comes to the third aid of a get mekushar, and it's not exactly like two aidim on a get pashut, because that third signature on a mekushar is not a din min haTorah; it's only a din midrabanan. So we were makel to allow chasimas karov for that third aid, as long as it's not a real pasul, it's not a gazlan or an eved. But a get pashut ein achinami, the two aidim are required min haTorah, and therefore both of those aidim need to be kosher; they can't even be krovim. Tanya namiach, we have a brisa that says just like Rav Adbarava, that get kireach shor shiva ve'edav shisha ve'edav chamisha ve'edav arba ve'edav shlosha ad kamachos benos Rabbi Akiva. It's only when it's that fourth aid, that fifth aid, that sixth aid, that seventh aid, that's where you have machlokes benos Rabbi Akiva, where Ben Anna says you can even have an eved, you can even have a gazlan. Rabbi Akiva says no, only krovim. But hishma of where hishma of eved. Ben Nana Somer Avlad Kosher, where if you have an Eved signed on as the last aid, Ben Nana says that's perfectly fine. The Vlad is Kosher, which is a little curious that he makes it sound like it's only a Bediyevet over here. In the Mishnah, it sounded much more like a Lechadchila, that you can have a Pasala aid sign. But Rabbi Kiva Omer Avlad Mamzer, Rabbi Kiva says that no, the Vlad is a Mamzer, that you need to have a Karov or better. Aval Ksharov Shloshav Eid of Shnayim, but if it came down to a case where you're looking for that third signal, signature, then Divrei Hakolin Mashlim Lavel Karov. Then everyone would agree to Rabbi Akiva that you need to dafka have a karov. So we see that Ravada Barava was correct. It says Beferish that way in the Brisa. So Gemara brings another girsa within Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rabba Bar Sheilta. Rav Yosef Masni. Rav Yosef taught within Rabbi Zeira Amar Rabba Bar Sheilta that kosher, that when it says Avuk Shor V'Shlosh V'Edim Shnayim Divrei Hakolin Mashlim Lav Ella, instead of the last word being karov, kosher, that the last guy actually needs to be a kosher, that he needs to be fully kosher, he can't even be a karov. So frankly, Marva Tanya Karov, but the Brisa didn't say that. The Brisa said when it's you're looking for the third aid, he could be a karov, not that he has to be a kosher. So Amar Papa Tani kosher, change the Brisa, let it say kosher instead of karov. Period. So now the Gemara brings other halachos relating to being mashlim an aid karov on a get mekusher by having the aid karov be the last signature on a get mekusher. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo hukshubo ela aid echod karov bilvad, that you can only have one aid that is a karov among all of the signatures on a get mekusher. However many ksharim you have, you can only have one aid that is a karov. Aval trei lo, can't have two of the aidim be krovim, because they'll must the kumi betray krovim mechad kosher, because we have to be concerned that maybe you'll come to be mekayim that get with the signature of, meaning you know that it's a get mekusher, so you know you need to be mekayim three signatures in the get in order to be mekayim the get, but the three signatures you choose may involve two krovim and only one non-karov, so that would be terrible. If there's an error that the get is mezuyaf and the eidim that signed on the get are not going to be around to be mekayim the get al piyam, where they're going to be able to come and tell us that it is in fact their signatures, so to come to Beis Din, well, who's going to come? People min hashuk that say, oh, I recognize this signature, I recognize that signature, so they're going to be mekayim the get by recognizing the signature of two krovim and only one kashrim. Beis Din's not going to realize that two of the signatures that were just recognized were in fact krovim, and Beis Din's going to be machshir such a get, and they should not be machshir such a get. So in order to avoid such a circumstance, we only allow one karov, so that way we know whenever there's a kiyum shtaros, if we're mekayim three signatures, you for sure have two kosher eidim that you're mekayim. Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Deika, from the Brisa, it's meduyuk that you can only have one karov and not more. How so? Dekam medalig v'tani chad chad. The Tana of the Brisa kept on saying being off by one, right? You had kshar of shiva ve'ed of shisha ve'ed of chamisha. He did not have a case of kshar of chamisha ve'ed of shlosha, right, where you need to find two extras. We didn't say that. So shmamina, because you see from there that the reason we didn't give such an example is because such an example would not be okay. You would not be allowed to have two krovim. A second halacha relating to being mashlim makarov. Amar Rabbi Shmamina, hay karov chasim ibayi bein betchila bein beemtza bein besof. There's no particular location on the get that we require the karov to sign. He could sign at the beginning of the signatures of the list of signatures, the middle or the end. Mimai, how do I know that he could be at any place? Midlo kavalei makom, from the fact that the Tan and the Mishnah didn't tell us where he signs on a get kireach. So where was it missing that you need him to sign? So it sounds like it doesn't matter where the signature was missing, no matter what the placement of the missing signature was. If we recognize that we're missing a signature, we could bring a karov to sign. Now the problem is that we had back on Daf Yud Chesam Beis by Kulchem Chasumu, that when you say Kulchem Chasumu, the Gemara said that a karov or apostle can't sign Bahaschala because we're afraid that you're going to be machlif bishar shtaros, and they're going to say that he's kosher even for shar shtaros as well. So how come over here we're saying that the karov is allowed to sign at the beginning, whereas in the case of Kulchem, where you have plenty of kosher edim in the group, but you also want to have a karov, the karov is not allowed to be one of the first signatures. So why are we less makbid over here? So a number of suggestions are offered by Rishonim. Tosos back there on Daf Yud Chesam Beis suggested that the chashash of ichlufe bishar shtaros doesn't apply to a get mekushar, because you need three edim by a get mekushar, and two of them are kosher le'edus. So therefore, you're not going to be machlo for the shar shtaros, but it's only by a get pashud where you don't need three edim, you only need shnei edim. So then you're going to be choshesh that a get pashud that happens to have more than shnei edim, you're going to be machlo for the shar shtaros, and if you put the kosher in the wrong spot, then people are going to assume that he can be Mekayim the Shtar just with his Eidus, that he's a Kashra Eid, and that you could have him in on other Shtaros as well. Tosos Rid suggests a little differently. He says, we were talking about where the Karov on Daf Yud Ches, that the Karov signs first, and therefore we have to be Choshish, that people are going to say that by other Shtaros, a Karov is able to sign. But our Sukh is talking about where you already had Shnei Eidim signed on it, and we're just talking about empty Ksharim, meaning on the actual document directly on the front page, that's what you have two Eidim signed on the bottom, and then you fold it over, and you have another Eidim, then you fold it over, another Eidim. So we're talking about the Ksharim, the number of Eidim that are on the Ksharim. So when we say Bein Bechila means the first Kesher, the first Kesher is really the third Eid. He's not one of the first two Eidim. So that's how Tos Rid says. So it's a different pshat in how to learn the entire Braisa, but that's how Tos Rid says. And then a third point that emerges from this, Ushmamina, back in the Gemara, Ushmamina, from the fact that we don't give a particular location where the Karov has to sign, and he could sign in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, wherever. So you see that when Eidim come to be Mekayim, the Shtar and Beis Din, so Mikol Tlasa Mekayiminan, they could take any grouping of three signatures and be Mekayim with any three of them, V'lo Be'inan Ritzufin, or not any grouping, any three signatures and be Mekayim the Shtar. And you don't need a grouping of three, you don't need three consecutive signatures to be Mekayim. Meaning, if you have 10 Eidim on the Get Mekushar, you could be Mekayim, the way Rashi gives the example, with Eidim number 1, 3, and 5. You could just pick a random sampling of Eidim and be Mekayim the Shtar that way. Because if you're going to say that the only way to be Mekayim the Shtar is by taking three consecutive signatures in the Get, well then, Well then, all we need to do is to make a rule that in any grouping of three, where is the karov going to be, and then you can have multiple krovim. Meaning, if you just were to decide that in any grouping of three, the karov is always the middle guy, right? So I have so you could have 12 signatures on the get, and the karov will be number 2, 5, 8, 11, right? And then it will be no problem, because whenever you're mekayim it, you're going to need to take three consecutive. Three consecutive will always only have one karov, as long as you space them out properly. So from the fact that you don't need ritzufim, so meaning that from the fact that you were only allowing one karov, that tells me that you don't need ritzufim. Because if we would allow more than one karov, we could have worked it out in such a way where you could require ritzufim for the kiyum of the shtar, and then we could have placed krovim throughout, as long as we dispersed them enough that you're guaranteed in any grouping of three to always have two kosher edim. Kiasul kamed Rabbi Ami, when they came to Rabbi Ami with the get kireach, that they needed to be mashlim mechasima, because there was one extra kesher versus the chasima. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Ami said to the Baal, Tseva Shleim Alav Eved Min Ashuk. Go and you could take an Eved to be Mashlim, which is like the sheet of Ben Nanos in our Mishnah, that even total psuleidus could be kosher to be Mashlim, the Get Kirech, against Rabbi Akiva, who holds that no, it could only be a Karov, you can't just go and take an Eved. Now Rashi writes, what was the case that they came to Rabbi Ami? So Rashi, in Dibra Maschel Ki, right, he writes, Ki Yasal Kavit Rabbi Ami, Get Mekusher, Shelo Hizman Lo Edom Laminyan Ksharov, where they didn't have as many Edom as they had Ksharim, Vahasofer Vahedim Befanenu, Vadain Lo Nimsala. The Sofer and Edom are still around, but it hasn't yet been, and the get hasn't yet been given to her. So Tosos in Dibra Maschil Tzei, Tosos says, why do you need the sofer to still be around? I get the Edim, you want them to all sign in front of each other. Why does the sofer still need to be around? Why does Rashi add that in? So Tosos uses that as a raya. The Rashi holds against Rabbeinu Tam. There's Medayik from Lashon of Tseva Shlimelov that he's kosher to be Mashlim, even not Bifnei the other Edim, because it's already Hufshur B'Shnayim. But again, what meaning the fact that you need the Edim Lefneinu? But why would you need the Sofer Lefneinu? So the Achronim are Miyashiv in a couple of ways. The Aruch Shai suggests that if the Sofer is not here, then the Eid wouldn't be allowed to sign, because the Eid has to hear from the Sofer that he had a Tzivoy Abal to write the Get. So only if he hears directly from the Sofer that the Baal was Mitzavim to write to get, is he allowed to sign? And the Gerush Yerachim says that no, it's a mistake in Rashi, it's a typo. It should say Habal ve'edim lefaneinu, but in Achinami, you don't need the sofer lefaneinu. There's no reason whatsoever that you should need the sofer lefaneinu. Okay, Hadron Lachazorik. Now we move on to the ninth and final parak of Maseches Gittin. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a person is Megarish's wife, and he says, as he's giving the get, Harei Amutaris Kol Adam, but then he adds in Ella Leploni. So Amagarish is over Amrla. He's Megarish's wife, and while he's giving her the get, he says to her, Harei Amutaris Kol Adam, Ella Leploni. So Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Rabbi Eliezer says it's a perfectly fine get, and she's mutter to get married to anybody else except for Ploni. V'cham Moshim, V'cham say no, the get is entirely invalid. She's not allowed to get married to anybody. So Kate said, Yasa, what should you do if you actually want to get divorced now that you did this invalid Mesiras HaGet? So what do you do if you actually want to get divorced? So Yitlana Emana, take the get back from her, V'yapsa V'yitnanala, give it back to her, V'yomala HaRei Mutaris Kol Adam, and do it properly, say it like a match, say HaRei Mutaris Kol Adam, without adding in this Ella Leploni, what kind of business is Ella Leploni? And then she's going to be Megureshes. Now, if it wasn't just a verbal statement of Harei Mutaris Kol Adam Ella Ploni, but you actually wrote in the nusach of the get Harei Mutaris Kol Adam Ella Ploni, even if you take it back and you erase it and give it to her again, that's not going to work. It's going to the get is going to be possible. Now, the Gemara Maseches Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin tells us that by gerushin we don't apply the principle of tochidei dibor kedibor dami, right? That we have a famous Reb Chaim about it, why it is that by Kiddushin and Gerushin Tochidei Dibor doesn't apply. Tochidei Dibor assumes that a person's mind is not fully committed and settled until Tochidei Dibor of when he finishes. Our minds work just a bit slower than our mouths, so sometimes our mouths are a little bit ahead of our minds, so we need Tochidei Dibor for everything to settle. So within Tochidei Dibor you could still be Chozer, but when you're doing something as serious, Reb Chaim explains, something that requires a Das Alimasa, that requires a really really high level of Das, like a Shabeirva. So how much das does it need? You need edus l'kiyum adavar. That's how much das it needs. That the whole meiser requires edus just to make the meiser work. So it requires a very serious level of das. So then we assume that tochidei dibor does not apply. That whatever you do in that moment is done, and tochidei dibor does not apply. So it sounds like from that gemara that if the husband were to say harei mutaris kol adam ella ploni after the Mesiras HaGet, even within Tochidei Dibor, it wouldn't work. The get would be valid. There's nothing you can say afterwards that's going to undo it. And that's what it sounds like from Rashi, right? Rashi says, "Va'amar la b'shas mesira." What does he mean, b'shas mesira? Lafuke what? Meaning, so b'shas mesira meaning, and not a second later, not a second after the mesira. It's as you're giving it that you say this. As far as Yaakov writes, that the din that toch de dibor doesn't work is only if the husband wants to be mevatel the ma'aseh gerush and legamri. But if he's only trying to add it tonight, it could be the toch de dibor works even when it comes to get. So maybe you don't have to say that it's necessarily b'shas mesira because he's just adding in a tanai of elo leploni into the get. The Tosos points out in on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph that by every Nesinas HaGet there is a verbal component. Meaning, what's our Mishnah saying? That you're giving the get and in front of two Eidim and it was written Lishma and they have everything and you're saying Harei Amutar Sekal Adam El Leploni. Why are you saying anything? Just don't say it. Just give the get. So why is there any statement at all over here? So Tosos writes, no, there needs to be a statement. Harei Amutar Sekal Adam is something that's a required element of the get. Tosos holds that that's a dinta raisa that you need to say arei mutar skal adam. Chassam Sofer brings a raya because if it was just good enough to if what was written in the get without any amira would be good enough, how does the addition of Ella Laploni passel the get? Meaning if you don't even need any amira whatsoever and just the maisa itself does the whole gerishin, so because you added the words Ella Laploni it's going to passel the whole get? No, it must be that the din of amira is a real requirement min haTorah and therefore you can mess it up. You can mess up the entire get by doing the amira formulated in the incorrect way. The Ritva writes that you need to say Arev Mukher Sekal Adam only when there's a chisaron in the Nesina. Like over here, if you didn't say anything, so then the amira it's not going to be the amira is not going to be misbatel because you said chutz miploni. But if there's no chisaron in the Nesina, then you could say then you could just say hagitech. You don't need to say Arev Mukher Sekal Adam. You say here's your get as long as so that she's aware that what she's receiving is a get and not a shtar chov like we had those cases. The Meiri quotes one day that by Nesina Seget, where there's no concern, you don't need to say anything. They don't need to say anything at all, that it could be totally silent. But again, Pashtos in our mission is like Tosos, that there is a requirement of an Amira, and therefore when you mess up the Amira and you say Chutz Aploni, it could be that that ruins the get. So that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chabad, that Rabbi Eliezer says, saying Ella Laploni does not ruin the get, and the Chabad says, saying Ella Laploni does ruin the get. So ask the Gemara, Ibayelu, Hi Ella, this word Ella, what does it mean? Chutzu o almanasu? Is this an exception? You're saying Harei Mutar Skal Adam except for Ploni, and you're not allowed to marry that guy? Or is it saying, no, it's almanas that you don't marry Ploni, this is a good get, but it's just a Tanai that you're adding on to the get. Chutzu ubechutzu de pligi rabbana leider Rabbi Eliezer, meaning and there are two ways of understanding it is if Ella really means chutz, so only in the case of chutz do the rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and say that it's kosher and say that it's pasul rather tashir la beget. Why is chutz so terrible? Because you're leaving something out of a get requires a sense of krisus, a sense of an absolute severance of the marriage, and this is not an absolute severance of the marriage when you're saying that you're still married, clape that guy. Aval ba'almanas module, but maybe the rabban would be moda that if you say it as an almanas, that's okay. Mididava kol tonight the alma. You're allowed to put a tanai into a get, so this is a tanai that you don't go ahead and marry that guy. Odilma almanasu, or maybe the case of the Mishnah is with almanas, that when it says Ella, it really means almanas. Uba almanasu de polig Rabbi Eliezer ad rabbanan, and it's only in the case of almanas that Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that it's kosher. Aval b'chutz moda, but in the case of chutz, everyone's going to say it's pasul dashir la beget. So these are two possibilities in how to read our Mishnah. When we say Ella, does Ella mean chutz, and that's where there's a machlokas? Or does Ella mean almanas, and that's where there's a machlokas? Sam Ravina Tashima. Let's bring a raya from a Mishnah in Meseches Negaim. That the Mishnah says, kol habatim mitamim b'negaim, all houses can become tamei if you see a neged saras on the house. Not that it ever happened, right? That's one of the things listed in Meseches Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, along with Ben Sora and Mora, that that never was and never will be, because the requirements are such to have a nega tzaras dafka in a corner of the house in the right shear would be impossible to meet such requirements. The whole thing's impossible, right? But that one always bothered me. Meaning, I understand by the Ben Sora and Mora that it would be impossible that the voices of mom and dad are the same, and they don't mind killing their kid, and they have all those. So that would be l'chora. The whole nega tzaras, the whole thing is a miracle. The whole thing is an unusual. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could put it on one wall. Why can't he put it on a corner wall either? I don't know. But anyway, but it's one of those things. So kol batim tam b'negayim, all houses could become tam b'negayim. Ella shel avdei chavim. Ella houses of avdei chavim. So iam Rabbi Shlomo Chutzu. If the word ella means in Mishneic Hebrew, it means with the exception of. So then Shapir, I get what the Brisa what it's telling me. It's telling me that all houses could become tamei b'negayim except for houses that belong to avdei chavim. They cannot become tamei b'negayim. Eli iamrit al menasu. But if it means on the condition that what al menas to lametam of batei avdei chavim with the metam of batei Yisrael can only become tamei b'negayim al menas. That houses of avdei chavim become tamei b'negayim. Hametam batei avdei chavim lo metam batei Yisrael. That would mean that if batei avdei chavim become tamei, then batei Yisrael won't be tamei anymore. That as soon as there's a bias of an avdei chavim in the city that became tamei b'negayim, then all the houses of Yisrael and that have tumas negayim are all of a sudden not tamei. That's the halacha. That's what the Brice is trying to tell me. And furthermore, the whole halacha doesn't even make sense because batei avdei chavim mi metamei. Batei Avdei Chavim can't even become Tamei B'Negayim. There's not even a possibility of Batei Avdei Chavim becoming Tamei B'Negayim. V'atanya, because we have a Braisa that darshan's the Pasuk, V'nasati nega tzaras bebeis eretz achuzaschem. Eretz achuzaschem metamei b'negayim v'in Batei Avdei Chavim metamei b'negayim. So we darshan that only eretz achuzaschem can become Tamei B'Negayim, but Batei Avdei Chavim cannot become Tamei B'Negayim. So it's not even shaykh to have tumas negayim by Batei Avdei Chavim. So it can't be that the word Ela means Al Menas. El Shmamina Chutzu Shmamina. So this seems to be a pretty good raya that the word Ela means chutz. So we had said that that if the word Ela means chutz and they're arguing about chutz, so then in the case of Almanas, everyone's going to agree that it's only a Tanai Bialma, right? Everyone's going to agree that it's only a Tanai, and therefore the get's going to work. Even the Chum would agree the get is going to work, and therefore it should be Lahalacha, right? You'd expect, since the Gemara concludes that the word Ella means chutz, that in the case of Almanas, the halach is going to be that if you say Almanas, that you don't marry Ploni, that the get is perfectly valid. And that's what the Rif and the Rush write as expected. However, the Ramban and the Ran say that the Gemara is still Musupak, whether the Chacham Pasul in the case of Almanas. And that's why Ravina does not say Beferish, that they're Moda in the case of Almanas, like the Gemara had said previously. And the Ran brings a Raya from a Gemara in tomorrow's Daf, that there are Tanoim that hold that they argue also about Almanas. So we don't necessarily know that just because it says Chutz, I mean, and there's no Raya because of the Mishnah, we don't have a clear raya what the Chacham would hold in the case of Almanas. The Mishnah is talking about the case of Chutz. That's where we have a machlokas. It could be they're also chalek in the case of Almanas. That's how the Ran learns. But again, the Pashtus is not that way, because when the Gemara was going through the possibilities, we said, oh, if they're arguing about Chutz, then everyone agrees that Almanas is perfectly valid. So Gemara brings that what we've said until now, that Rabbi Elazar and the Chum disagree in the case of Harea Mutaris L'Kol Adam Chutz L'Ploni, is really subject to Machlokas. Masnis in Delo Kiaitana. Our Mishnah that holds that the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chum is only about Chutz is against the following Tana. The Tanya, we have a Braisa that Amr Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Lo Nechluku Rabbi Eliezer V'Chum Malim Garish Yisishov Amr L'Harea Mutaris L'Kol Adam Chutz M'Ploni She'ena Megureshes, that there's no Machlokas in the case of Chutz. Everyone would agree in the case of Chutz that it's Eina Megureshes Al Manech Al Megarish Yisov Am Larem Itas Kol Adam Al Menas Shaloti Nasi Ploni, that the whole Machlokas is only if you say Al Menas that you don't marry this fellow, which is directly against our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said that the Machlokas Dafka was in the case of Chutz. That's what we just proved, at least. Sharabi Eliezer Matir L'Kol Adam Chutz May Also Ishvacham Ma'osrim. This Brisa says, no, the Machlokas is where you say Al Menas that you don't marry Ploni, that Rabbi Eliezer will allow her to get married to anybody else, just not that Ploni. It's a regular Tanai. And the Chum say that it's no good, that it doesn't work. Tosos learns from this lashon that Rabbi Lezer Matil kol adam chutz may also ish, that she's allowed to marry other people even while that guy that was identified as chutz l'ploni or al manasseh, you don't marry ploni, that guy was identified is still alive, and we're not choshish that maybe she'll marry him and it will be mispatel the tanai l'mafreya, and it will turn out that she was nashis ish when she married these other people, because Tosos explains that any tanai that's totally in her own ratzon, to not get married to a particular person, we're not choshish that she might violate the tanai. Any tanai that's not totally in her, like lo tivoli l'ploni, so she's not allowed to marry someone else until that ploni dies, because we're choshesh that maybe the tanai will be violated and she'll be tivol ploni bal korcha, meaning rachman al tzlan. It could be that the guy's going to be ma'anis or something like that. So any tanai that's biyada, we assume she's not going to go and mess up her life like that to then go violate that tanai to make it that the get was never chal. But if it's not biyada, we are concerned. That's how Tosos and Dibra Maskel Sharebi learns. The Ramban writes that even the tanai that's totally in her, if the tanai is bekumva asei, she's not allowed to get married until she's mekayim the tanai, she's only mutaris li nasi right away if the tanai is b'shevi al tase. So by not doing anything, she's fulfilling the tanai, and therefore the get is going to be valid. And that's the difference over here. That over here, the only way to violate the tanai would be to actively do something, to go and be with that person. So anyway, the Gemara explains the svara of each shita of tanaim. My time at Rabbi Lazar, why is it that Rabbi Lazar allows a get that has a tanai of almanash lo tinasi uploni? Mi didava, kol tanai di alma, because it's like any other tanai. Rabbanan, kol tanai di alma, lo shir le beget. Rabbanan say, this is not like any other tanai. Any other tanai, you didn't leave something out of the krisus, you didn't leave something out of the get. Hacha shir le beget, over here you're telling her she's not allowed to marry everybody. So that's a lack of krisus. And that's why the Rabbanan will say that such a tanai is an invalid tanai. It invalidates the entire get. And the way our Mishnah understood that the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is in the case of chutz, what's the svara for each opinion? My tamid Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Lezer think that a get is valid? If you give a get to your wife and say, "Arei mutaris kol adam chutz miploni," that it's valid. So I'm Rabbi Yana, Mishum Zaken Echad. Rabbi Yana explained in the name of Zaken Echad that Omer Krav v'yatsa mibeso v'holcha v'hoiso l'ish acher, that afilu lo itira ela l'ish acher. And even if you're only being matir to one guy, she's mugreshes. That's a good enough get. So certainly if you're being matir to the whole world except for one guy, it's a good enough get. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, "Hi ish, l'kol ish v'ish." When we say ish acher, it means every ish acher. Not only a single ish echad, but every ish acher has to be included. Otherwise, it's an invalid get. So, or Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Taimid Rabbi Eliezer Mehacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, alternatively, Rabbi Eliezer's basis might be from the following. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. That a woman who is divorced from her husband, lo yikachu, Kohen's not allowed to marry. So me'isha sounds like afilu lo nizgarsha, ela me'isha. That even if she only has a status of a grusha, klape her husband, but not klape anybody else, nifsala minakuna. That's enough to pasul lakuna. I'm avigita. So it sounds like it's a real get, that apostles are from kuna, even though it's not matir to the rest of the world. So you don't need the get to be matir to the rest of the world. You just need it to make her no longer married to her husband, and that's a valid get. Rabban Isser Kuna Shaini. The Rabban will say, no. There's something called a Reach get. That's enough to pasul l'kuhuna, but it's not enough to actually make her divorced. It's not an actual real get. That's only considered to be a Reach get. So good. So that's we have two versions of what the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chum is. Is it in a case where you say chutz miploni? Is it in a case where you say al manasseh, you don't marry ploni? And we have a svara for each way of understanding of that machlokas. Now the Gemara turns the tables a little bit. Says, okay, now that we know what the halacha is when it comes to chutz in regards to gerushin, by Rabbi Abba b'kiddushin heich. What would be the halacha if you say hareyat mekudeshesli chutz miploni? So which Luchara is saying hareyat mekudeshesli, and therefore you're asura to the rest of the world except for one guy. There's one guy you're going to remain muteras to. So is that a valid kiddushin? So tibayil Rabbi Eliezer. This is a shaila within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer who thinks that you're allowed to say chutz when it comes to gerushin, and the get is still valid, and tibayil rabbanon. It's a shaila within the sheet of the rabbanon that says that chutz would invalidate a get, but it's still a shaila that maybe it would work for kiddushin. Why? Tibayil Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that thinks that it's perfectly fine by a get, may still think it's invalid by kiddushin, because ad kan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer achal mishum deksivi krai. Rabbi Eliezer had psukim that tell me that it works by a get, because he had a pasuk that the yatsim base of valcha vahisa the ish acher, that it sounds like even if she's only okay for ish acher, for one ish, for ish echad, or isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu, even if she's only megresh me'isha, all those are psukim that we have by gittin aval hasam, but by kiddushin kinyan maliyabinan, in order to do a real kiddushin, it needs to be a kiddushin without anything left out of it. It has to be a full kiddushin, so it has to be, she has to be totally kanoi to him, to the extent that she's asura to the rest of the world. Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. The Yatzah Ba'isa, that we have a hekesh between Gerushin and Kiddushin, and maybe that hekesh carries over here as well. So just like by Dina Gerushin, we're going to say that the Chutz is not going to passel it. Maybe by Kiddushin it doesn't passel. And Tibayil Rabbanan, and this Shail is within the Sheet of the Rabbanan as well. That Ad Kanokam Rabbanan Hacha Ella Debin Krisus Velecha. Now, why did the Rabbanan say that when you say Chutz, it invalidates the whole get? It's because you don't have a real Krisus if you're saying Chutz. Aval Hassan, but when it comes to Kiddushin, Kinyan Kaldu. You just need some sort of Kinyan. You don't need an absolute. It doesn't say anywhere, you know, there's no opposite of Krisos. There's no like D-book. There's no like, you know, absolute connection that has to be created. Odilma V'yatzavaisa. Or maybe no, maybe the dinim should match because of the Hekish of V'yatzavaisa. So the Basadi, Bayle Hadar Pashta, after raising this Shaila to Rabbi Abba, so he was poshet the suffek. Bein Rabbi Lazar, Bein Rabbanan, Bein V'yatzavaisa. That they would remain l'shitasam by kiddushin. It has the same din by gerushin. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, you could be mekadesh nisho by saying chutz mi ploni, and shel taka biyasur to the whole rest of the world except for ploni. And according to the chamim, it would be an invalid kiddushin, and she's not usher at all. Okay, so that ends that discussion. Now, there is a sugya in Yivamos. Rashi fills us in over here on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis and Maseches Yivamos that you're not allowed to be miyabim what's called eshes shnei mesim. What does that mean? Reuven dies, and there are a bunch of brothers, but one of the brothers, Shimon, does maimer. He doesn't do yibum. He does maimer, which is a derabbanan kind of kiddushin on the yivama. And then Shimon dies as well. So now Levi is not actually allowed to do Yibum, because she's considered to be Esha Shnei Mesim. She is the wife of two deceased brothers. So she, meaning her connection to Levi, is both Mikoach Reuven as well as Mikoach Shimon. Because the Zika of Reuven was never fully addressed. It was never, no Chalitza nor Yibum was done, only Maimer was done. And Shimon added his own Zika by having done Maimer. So that's what we call Esha Shnei Mesim. So Amar Abayi. So with that backdrop, so Abayi tells us as follows: Imtim Tzolomar Isal Rabbi Abba. If Rabbi Abba is correct that when you are Mekadesh Anisha with the word Chutz, that Rabbi Elazar would say that there's a Tfisas Kiddushin, that you could be Mekadesh Anisha Chutz Miploni, and that works, and she's usher to the whole world except for Ploni. So what happens in the following? Baru Uvein Vekitsha Chutz Mishimon. Let's say Reuven is Mekadesh Anisha, and he says, Yareh Mekadesh Asli, except you're still muteres to my brother Shimon. So she's usher to the whole world, except for Reuven, who's her husband, and Shimon, who Reuven chose not to usher her to. And then Uba Shimon, then Shimon came, Vekitsha Chutz Miruvein. Shimon said, okay, now if you're mutter to me, harei mukadash es li, chutz mi Reuven. Meaning you're also to the rest of the world, but you're still mutter to Reuven. So now she's muteres to both Reuven and Shimon. She's mukadashes to both Reuven and Shimon. Umesu shneim, and then both Reuven and Shimon die. Misyabemes to Levi. She could be misyabim to Levi. Ve'inani kori ba esha shnei mesim. That is not esha shnei mesim. Why not? That would seem like an even better example of esha shnei mesim than the case of the Yibam and the Maimon, whatever. Right? This is, she mamish had kiddushin with both brothers. My taima kedusha de Ruvein ahanu, kedusha de Shimon lo ahanu. The reason is because Shimon's kedushin didn't do anything. In order for Shimon's kedushin, it's true that Rabbi Abba held that within Shitas Rabbi Elezer, you could say chutz by kedushin, but it's got to make her asur to somebody. Meaning, once Ruvein was mekadisher, she was already asura to the entire world except for Shimon. When Shimon was mekadisher, who did she become asura to? There's no one knew that she had become asura to, because Shimon said chutz mi Ruvein, so she remained muteris to Ruvein. So and she was already asura to everybody else on earth. So Shimon's kedushin was a zero. Shimon's kedushin didn't happen. It was a nothing, and that's why she's not called Eish HaShnei Mesim. So it says Gemara Ve'Eish HaShnei Mesim Heichi Mishkachsa. So how do we ever have a case of Eish HaShnei Mesim? What do you mean? How do we ever have a case of Eish HaShnei Mesim? We had the case by Yibum where the Reuven died and then Shimon did Maimer. No, we mean in kedushin. Is there a way in kedushin to make a case of Eish HaShnei Mesim? We know that it exists in Yevamos. We want to know whether it exists in kedushin. So Gon Shabar Reuven V'Kidshul Chutz MiShimon. Reuven was Mekadisher, but he says, I love my brother Shimon so much, I'm willing to share my wife with him. So you're Mutaris to Shimon. Uba Shimon v'kitcha stam. And then Shimon was Mekadisher stam without saying Chutz Miruvein. The Kedusha Ruvein Avin L'Misra Alma. Ooh, so then the Kedusha of Ruvein accomplished something. It asked her to the whole rest of the world. V'kidusha to Shimon Ahan L'Misra Ruvein. And Shimon's Kedusha did something also because it asked her to Ruvein. Ah, that's the case of Eish HaShnei Mesim that you could have in Kedusha, not only in Yevamos. Maybe we'll stop there at Baye. It seems like a good stopping point. Alicia's going to give the shiur for the next 2 days. I'm going to be gone for a couple of days. And Bez Hashem, I will give the shiur on Wednesday. Yeah, I'll be back Wednesday. Okay.